Well, dear family, my heart has been heavy for the last few days, and I suppose yours is too. I've been listening to Terry McAlmon's song, How Long, which is all about the rapture, and really grieving, knowing that everything truly is being postponed. Then I heard Jesus say, quite unexpectedly, "Can we talk?" So I came to sit before him, and I said, "Lord, you know how I'm feeling." He said, "I know how I am feeling. I miss you. I too am longing for that time when we can finally be together for eternity. Claire, look into my eyes." They were bright, yet deep, and so full of love it made me cry. "I too am missing you and grieving at our separation. Yet I do have much work for you to do, and you know how you love to work." "Lord, if you'll maintain my body, sure. Yes, I love to work, to create, and to do it with you as well. But your heart is heavy. You don't know what to expect, or how long you'll stay healthy, or how long you'll live, or how long I'll truly be delayed, do you?" "No, that's all true. I don't. It leaves me open to speculation of the worst kind." Jesus replied, "You're being buffeted by demons." I asked him, "Is there a chance this whole program will not go through as we're expecting, and the war and the rapture will happen more quickly?" He replied, "Yes, there is. Wrath is being held back, but the situation is still shaky and definitely not cast in concrete. But I know you will pray faithfully for it to succeed, and that's all that counts. Your heart is one with mine, though it pains you deeply." I began thinking of those who had objected to my last message, and the Lord answered and said, "There are many who hear my voice and hear it clearly, and they are not any happier than you are. How selfish of me. You are only human, but that will change. You are growing and reflecting my heart every day. It is so slow you don't notice it, but I see it. The interim between now and the rapture will be worthwhile. I promise you that." "Lord, nothing I do for you isn't worthwhile." "No, but I mean it will be very worthwhile as you get to finish off some of your dreams and songs. And what a wonderful support group you have." "Oh, Claire, I wish I could say differently, but here we are talking about the best possible outcome and wanting for everyone to know, to love, and to serve me, at least as many as will come." "I know, Jesus, but I still have some questions." "Fire away. I do have surprises for you. You're not going to be dull moments, that I can assure you of." Well, Carol and I had talked about the people on the channel who were having a difficult time over the last message about the delayed rapture. Lord, you heard that conversation with Carol.
"I did.
What do you think?"
"I think you should stay with what I've told you and not waver."
"But what about all the rapture songs you keep playing? I almost feel teased."
"Claire, I want to keep it fresh in your mind. I am coming for you, my darling bride. I am coming for you, and nothing will stop me. It is a matter of timing, and you know what to watch for."
"But I'm confused. Is this directly after his election, or will we be here for a while?"
"Jesus, would you please override my supposed intellect and just tell me straight?"
He began, "There is so much to consider. It just isn't that cut and dried. The major deterrent to world war is prayer. And as long as you are all praying and repenting for the nations, my Father's hand holds back the wrath."
"But that could be for centuries."
"Not hardly."
"Decades?"
"No. There will be judgment in different parts of the world at different times, as it has been for the past few decades. Earthquakes, tornadoes."
"You have just to trust me, Claire."
He said that because I was wondering if I was making up this conversation or if it was really him.
He broke in and said, "You have to trust me, Claire. Would you give a snake to your spouse when he asked for a fish?" And I had been asking him all afternoon to clarify these events. "I'm sorry, Jesus. I sense your kindness and love and see your beautiful face, which I am so much wanting to finish off the painting of. It's coming along, but little breaks are a good thing. That's why I asked you to work on a song for a while." He continued, "Wars, rumors of wars, earthquakes, famines, floods, tsunamis. But this is what I have planned. I want America to be ready. I want this man in office." He's speaking about Mr. Trump here. "I want to see changes in the laws. I want to see if my people, called by my name, will continue to pray, repent, and support the right things. I want to see this very much. Then it will come like a flood, one event after another. But America reformed will handle it all much better than she would have handled it now. Because of the evil man in office, this nation is slated for destruction. But Mr. Trump could be the wild card that turns it the other way. Who will come after him is key, and that will determine much of what happens here. There will be an attempt to overthrow him. The ruling elite will not take this lying down. Much too much has been prepared, even since the French Revolution, to prevent it from somehow manifesting. Yet I have thrown certain of the underground cities into confusion, and the infrastructure is weakening. This is most disconcerting to them, considering that the people on the outside are waking up to how they've been used and manipulated throughout all these years. But I do want to give Mr. Trump the opportunity to restructure America according to what is right, and that is why I need your prayers and fast offerings, as well as repenting for your nation. As long as this continues substantially, the flood of evil will be held back. Claire, you are hearing my heart and intentions loud and clear. Please put your fears to rest. I just don't want to mislead anyone, Lord. And this is commendable, but there are those who will not hear. Yet time will reveal that what they were told was reliable. For those who have ears to hear, continue to grow spiritually in carrying the burdens of the world with me. Continue with your cross and Simon's cross as well. What you have lifted to your shoulders out of love for me has brought forth nothing short of miraculous results. Most of you are not privileged to what has taken place behind the scenes and how close to the brink of world war we were. Most haven't a clue. To the ones that have seen and acknowledged my name, they know that prayer has once again staved off a nuclear holocaust. For those who are looking for a Rapture Watch channel, this is not it. This is a place to grow in virtue, learn my ways, and serve even if only through prayer and sharing. This is a place where my bride learns to resemble me as she carries her cross and her crown of scorns. Any mention of the rapture is incidental to the hard work of personal holiness. I bring it up only to encourage all that the end is indeed in sight. But until that fateful day, I expect to see all who are instructed here busy about my business. As you become frustrated and upset about the rapture being delayed, understand that I have invested you with certain talents. Some received one, others two, others yet five. I am coming back to receive an accounting of how you've invested them. The family you were born into with all its detriments and blessings, the years that you have lived, the wealth I have blessed you with, the gifts of music and art, the ability to affect change in the political sphere, law enforcement, and the military. All of these and more were gifts to you. If you're sitting around waiting to catch a ride to heaven, you'll be shocked when you're left behind. If you are busy about my business, immersed in doing good and using your abilities to the very last drop, you'll be joyfully surprised and received into heaven, where I myself will serve you. So please, no complaining over delays. Those of you who are complaining, either you do not see what I've given you and how you are to use it, or you're totally wrapped up in yourself and not about my business at all. I'm showing mercy to you, since you too are not ready. This I spoke for your benefit. It will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one he gave 5 bags of gold, to another 2 bags, and to another 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 more bags. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." The man with 2 bags of gold also came. "Master," he said, "you entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I've gained 2 more. His master replied, "Well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness." Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold came. "Master," he said, "I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you've not sown and gathering where you've not scattered seed. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here's what belongs to you." His master replied, "You wicked, lazy servant. You knew that I harvest where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I returned, I would have received it back with interest. So take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have even what they have will be taken from them. And throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth." He took this from Matthew 25:14-30. Jesus continued, "Those I love, I reprove, my children. Cease your complaining and deny yourself. Take up your cross and follow me. I have many blessings for you. Do not associate yourself with naysayers and cowards, for they will not share in the great reward I have in store for those who love me with their whole hearts. And remember, faith without works is dead."